truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea whose time has come.
This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome to Vaccine Free America on republicbroadcasting.org. Tonight, I have, I believe, four people participating on this program. My co-host is Roger Landry of the Liberty Beacon, who has been my guest a couple of times already. Welcome, Roger Landry. Okay. And my other three guests are going to be Mary Ellen Sunshine, Allie French, and Maggie Strugnell, all of MMAMB, which is Millions March. Oh, boy, I do it every time. Mary Ellen, help me out.
Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccination.
Thank you very much. Okay, and give us your website.
Our website is www.united.com. MMAMV.com.
Okay, UnitedMMAMV.com. So are you on, Roger?
I think so.
Wonderful. Welcome. We had a last-minute kind of a flurry here, but it appears that everybody will be participating, so that's very good. Roger, would you like to make an opening remark as my co-host?
Oh, gee, would I like to make an opening remark? Is there a specific day you wish me to talk to? Because if you don't pin me down to something, I'm going to take up the full hour I have just telling you that.
Well, okay. While we wait to get all of our the ladies on the program, why don't you take a moment and espouse something of great import?
Okay. Now, see, you've just limited me way down, and that's much better. Look, I've known Sally for a long time, and I've known the three ladies who are going to be on this call, and I don't know who's actually on right now, but...
Mary Ellen.
Hello, Roger. Mary Ellen. How are you? And who else?
Good, how's it going, guys?
Hello. The reason I got connected with these ladies in the first place, not Sally, I've known Sally for years, okay, and Sally and I have been fighting the good fight for years. One of the things that had struck me over and over again was that we were not making as much progress as we should be making. We were the polar opposites of everybody who called us tinfoil hat wearers, everybody who said we were against science, everybody who said, and of course we know they were all wrong, but we were the polar opposites. The best way to clear that territory, the best way to win is to find something in the middle. And when you have a bunch of very brave women standing up, many of them with children, and children see the biggest brunt of this, and we all know that. Okay, when you have these women standing up and saying, If you want to do vaccines, that's your business, but I reserve the right to say no. That's half the battle for us. That's a massive move forward. How could we not become friends with these ladies? It would have been impossible not to. It would have been stupid not to. And I've been called a lot of things, including a loudmouth and much more abrasive things, but never stupid. How's that, Sally?
Oh, well put. All of that. Yes, thank you very much, Roger Landry. Okay, now you are with the Liberty Beacon. And of course, the Liberty Beacon is a beacon of liberty. And this is what these ladies are trying to secure for their themselves, their families, their children, and they have just brought up, so you know, Roger, they have just reintroduced the rights of the child, which removes the rights of parents and children. This is a terrible thing.
Yes.
Anyway, Mary Ellen, you have an immense event coming up on May 30th. Am I correct? Is that the date?
Yes, correct. It's May 30th. This is going to be our second nationwide event. And as a matter of fact, it's beyond nationwide. We have started an Australian chapter. We are also in the works of launching a Canadian chapter. And we're in talks right now with Ireland. So we're pretty excited. It's wonderful news. We're really trying hard to get this to go global. And because, as Roger had once said, tyranny knows no borders, and that's the truth. I couldn't have said it.
I sent you ladies some links on some groups over in Europe that would be great to hook up with. And yeah, the thing about taking this global is, if anybody thinks that vaccines are an American issue, they're not. There are countries across the planet where these things are banned. Don't come into my country with this vaccine or this vaccine or this vaccine, okay? You can't do that. We could start in Japan. We could go to India. There are literally places where they are much, much more aware as societies than we are. Why do you think that you ladies are so special? Why do you think that middle ground is so big and us at each end of that spectrum aren't seeing what we want to see? We need people like you ladies.
We truly, truly do appreciate that. We really do. It means the world to us to have the support from you and from Sally. And we just, it's not about us, though, honestly.
No.
If it wasn't for our members, we wouldn't be successful. It's honestly, it's our members that have made us a success. And we cannot thank them enough. They're the driving force behind this, because what we did was basically, you know, put the, you know, word out that, hey, this is our idea, this is our vision, and we want to empower you. So all those moms out there that never had an opportunity to get to their state capital or get to any of the big events, we gave them the power to say, hey, you can join us no matter where you're at on this day, and join the rest of your team members, you know, 20,000 plus members, and get out there, and your voice will be heard. And regardless, you know, how small the event is, or if it's just one person, any time you're able to plant a seed, even if it's just one person that you get through to the, you know, that day, that's all that matters. Because that one person that you plant seed with, that person is going to turn around and plant seeds as well. And that's how it works. And it's just all about raising the awareness. We're not an anti-vaccine group. We've been strict, you know, very strict and adamant as far as that goes. We're just an anti-mandate group. We just truly, truly hope and pray that anyone that chooses to vaccinate, we want them to be informed. We want them to know, hey, this is what you're going to be injected with. This is, you know, the controversy that's out there. Please be aware that the same drug manufacturers that make pills that were convicted of fraud, those are the same manufacturers that are making vaccines. And the reason why you don't hear about lawsuits, oh, well, because they're free from liability of it.
Yes. Okay, so, look, what you're espousing to is not only ace number one, but you have to look at what it's happening in conjunction with. Now, I'm pretty good at connecting the dots, and you may not see a connection immediately, but I guarantee you there is one. we're seeing a conservative, and I don't mean political, I'm talking about tradition, I'm talking about, you know, culture, I'm talking about, you're seeing an upsurge globally. You're seeing far left progressives failing over and over again. And one of the things that they were using, and not so much, again, the political portion, but governments themselves as control mechanisms, are fear. And what are we looking at right now? We're looking at massive fear, and we're probably looking at what? Maybe another round of mandatory vaccines.
Exactly. And that's what's so scary about it. And I, you know, not to bring the whole coronavirus thing into it, but that's not a coincidence. There is no way that that is a coincidence. That fear mongering that is going on right now, the only reason I believe that that is happening is just to fuel the mandatory vaccination agenda.
Well, it's a little bit more than that. It is about global control. It's about globalist control. But that's not, I don't want to get into that because this is about vaccines. What I was trying to do is draw a comparison to, you ladies not only stood up and said, you know, we're not against vaccines, we just think people have, you know, the right to understand or know, informed consent. We believe they have the right to decide what goes into their body or not. We believe in the liberty and principles that the U.S. government are based upon. You tied freedom to health. And that's not done successfully very often. Stop and think about that, okay? It doesn't happen very often unless it's the actual government doing it, especially if they're using a fear mechanism. But you ladies have tied it together well. Why? Because you don't claim to be anti-vaccine. The only thing you're claiming is the right of everybody to have informed consent, which we are supposed to have by law, and the right of everybody out there, okay, to decide what goes into their body, which things, such things as the Nuremberg Code stipulate. Yes, I'll shut up for a few seconds. I'll try.
Well, I was going to say, it's even more than informed consent. It's just our basic human right to say no thank you. It doesn't matter if I know everything about it or if it leaves me at some risk. If I say no, the answer is no. They don't get to decide which things we do and don't take. And that is
welcome,
just a matter
of French. Welcome, Allie
French. Hi,
I don't want to meet any of you ladies in a dark alley if I've just pissed you off. I promise you.
No, but that's what it boils down to, though. It comes not only the informed consent, but it's the freedoms. And we cannot stress this enough. The only reason we even have the freedoms to choose right now was because 100 years ago, people united for this exact cause to halt the mandatory vaccination agenda. And so now the responsibility falls upon us. That it is our responsibility right now to preserve the same freedoms that we've always known for future generations. And so this was the driving force. This is what fuels us, because we all want our kids and our grandkids and their kids to always enjoy and have the freedoms that we have. Because once that freedom is forfeited and given to the government to say, you know, where people no longer have the right to say, no, we don't want to be injected with something, or so on and so forth, it just opens up the floodgates for anything else. Because then where does it stop if the government is given that power? And
hold on. If a right or a liberty is taken away by force, it can be gotten back. If a right or a liberty is given up willingly, you can't get it back. So you're not only right, you just made an absolutely sterling point that people need to take away from this conversation. And it's for that very reason. Thank you.
Thank you. But that's the driving force. We're very passionate, all of us. Our members are very passionate about it. We all feel the same way. And it's just come down to freedoms. It's no longer a vaccine debate. This is just a freedom debate. It's to the point now, either you support the medical mafia or you support medical freedom. That's the end of the story.
Yep.
And you guys try so hard to do this and leave the politics behind. And I know you're all smirking right now because you know as well as I do that that's virtually impossible, if not physically impossible. And you can start that all off with one thing that everybody out there probably has an inkling of, but I don't think they can nail it down as close as I'm going to. Big pharmaceutical, global, okay, outspends any other lobbying source by about 500%, or five times whatever anybody else, including the military-industrial complex, spends on bribing the U.S. government to get their way and, gee, get total immunity for vaccines, which affect more people than you could shake a stick at. All right?
Right.
Okay. So how's that for a point?
Well, it's alarming because of the...
Go ahead.
It's Maggie. It's actually funny that you bring that up because currently in Illinois, we...
Is this Maggie Strugnell?
Yeah,
is this Maggie? Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the program. Go ahead. Make your point.
Thank you. Okay, so in Illinois, we're facing some pretty bad bills, okay? And just to tack on a little bit to what Roger was saying with politics is I have been sharing information about these bills in various different groups that I'm in, you know, some that are strict to my county and some that are strict to the state of Illinois. And I'm constantly seeing comments from people that are suggesting, you know, this should not be inside of this group because this is political. Please don't let this group turn political. And I'm thinking to myself, if you want to slap a political label on the lives of your children and their health, then you go ahead. But there are people out here who don't want to do that. There's people who need to know what's going on that don't know what's going on. So if you want to label it political, go ahead. But it's not political to me. This is the lives of my children.
This was exactly the reason I brought it up and in the fashion I brought it up in. I know the struggle because I run a global news agency of about a half a dozen global websites. And it's all about keeping a perspective. Now, to say that politics are never going to be involved is to say something that's impossible. Okay? A lot of what we're doing involves politics, meaning fighting for our rights. How do we do that? We do that with political force. Okay, so keeping politics out of this, and then, of course, what I stated, all right, is that Big Pharma owns more of our government and every government on the planet than any other cabal in existence. Of course, we won't be talking about the Federal Reserve or anything else on this show either, but the point here is politics is the biggest part of this. When you have an industry... Global vaccines. I'm talking about an industry that is in over $100 billion annually. They're not going to give that up for anything. Okay? They're not going to. So what we're looking at here is we're fighting money with moms. And I can't put more emphasis on that. I really cannot put more emphasis on the fact that I have written over 250 vaccine-related articles, and the massive research I've done shows me that in a majority of the cases, it is females who are more angry about this. This is a fact. You want to call it maternal instinct, you can call it anything you want. But they roar very, very loudly. And the one thing they all tend to agree on and insist upon is, you do what the hell you want, but don't tell me what to do with me and my children.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the freedom. Every one of you ladies, and I love it.
And that was one of the things, as far as our group goes, you know, that set us apart, because when we launched the group last summer, people didn't understand why we were having our event on a Saturday. And the whole point was, is that we did not want politics, or the politicians, I should say, involved, because it wasn't about the politicians. It was about reaching the people. And that was our main goal, to get out there to help raise awareness amongst the public, because so much of this stuff is happening right under their noses, and they truly are not aware of what's taking place. So we felt the more people that we inform and bring to their attention what's taking place, the better chances we have of saving our freedoms and preserving our freedoms. So that's the driving force as well. It's not about politics. It's not about politicians. It's about reaching the people. And our motto and mantra, I should say, for this year is, your freedoms depend on your actions. And that is what we're trying to get everyone to understand. Because if you're going to sit around, or I should say the days of sitting around and letting other people do the work for you, that's no longer effective. We've reached a level of where all hands on deck are now required, and all the phone calls and getting down there, like the victory that took place in New Jersey, that was phenomenal. And that happened because of the people getting out there and coming together, uniting. And that's going to be the key to our success. We have to continue to wake up the people. We have to continue to empower the people and make them understand that their voices matter, and that their voices are important, and that when their voices unite with other voices, we become, you know, unstoppable at that point.
Not only that, but I'm looking at something right now that was just given over to me by just, who here doesn't know Christina England? She lives in England. Avid researcher on vaccines, the whole nine yards. She is also a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. She just sent me a breaking story that I will be publishing tomorrow, and the headline reads, the Royal Society of Medicine, the RSM, the same thing as, you know, we have in the United States, the AMA, of medicine, questions the effectiveness of the HPV vaccine. I'm going to tell you everything you just said, Mario, that right there backs you up, because the only reason this huge organization, government organization over in England is saying anything at all is because of the massive backlash and pressure that's been put on them. And now they have had no choice but to step up and say, due to all of the damage, so on and so forth, from the HPV vaccine, there is an issue, there is a problem. We need to talk about it. That's the victory people like you are getting. All of you.
That's fantastic news. And Maggie, you're still on with us. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Maggie? Oh, okay. Tell them about what just took place the other day with you.
So, just to give you a background on the bills. So we have HB 4870. This House bill will mandate the HPV vaccine for all. There is currently in the text of the bill, there are no exemptions accepted, medical or religious. We do not have philosophical. We have private and parochial and public school listed on the bill
Illinois. Maggie, private in Illinois includes homeschoolers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yep. So we are not only going after, you know, public schools, so that, you know, popular quote of, if you don't like it, homeschool doesn't apply here. Now there is word that Robin Gable is the woman who wrote this bill. There is word that she is working on amendments. However, I don't want amendments. I don't want to build.
I love it. That was just so good. He's working on amendments. However, I don't want amendments.
Ha, how else are you going to blame though? Like, no, just kill this bill. You made a mistake. I think seeing now, we had people down in Springfield. okay, so it was supposed to be heard. I think it was Wednesday. It was supposed to be heard. We had 14,000 witness slips filed online. And at the last minute, Robin Gable changed committee. Okay. So that puts all of our witness slips out. All 14,000 witness slips are now, you know, out of the picture. And funny thing is, she reassigned it to her own committee. She is the chair of the committee that it is now sitting on.
Let me ask you a question. Can you put all this down on, I mean, seriously, and send it to me? I'd sure as the hell like to publish it on at least a couple of websites.
Yeah,
either I'm kidding or not.
That's not the only one. That's not the only one we have. We also have SB3668, okay? So this Senate bill would remove religious exemptions. It would give 14-year-olds permission to go in without parental consent.
We have that in New York, too. Yep.
They want to repeal the Mercury-Free Vaccination Act.
Oh,
okay. Are you guys aware?
If that doesn't say everything, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Why? Why would you want to? Okay, so you're telling me that since this act came in, you guys have been preaching about how good your vaccines are and how much your vaccines are safe and effective. Now all of a sudden you want to repeal the Mercury-Free Vaccination Act so you can put mercury back in. If your vaccines are so safe and effective as of right now, why do you want to put mercury back in them?
Can I interject something here as Sally, and you ladies are probably already learning, I'm the walking encyclopedia. But as far as the mercury goes, as far as how much mercury is in our children, if you stop to consider, there are actual videos out there. Videos. And I have one personally that show 1/10 of the amount of thimerosal, or the mercury that is in these vaccines they're talking about. 1/10 of that amount is put into a drop and put into a petri dish with live brain cells, and you watch them wither and die. Now, let me explain one more thing, and then you ladies are doing great. I'll shut up again, okay? If you have mercury poisoning, what are the symptoms? Toe walking, you know, extremely irritable, hand flapping, the whole nine yards, okay? Let's go to autism. If you take a look in any medical book and you do a comparison, the comparison of mercury poisoning symptoms and most the average autistic symptoms are almost identical.
We'll follow up on it.
Yep.
30 minutes.
So when you're talking about getting rid of the mercury-free vaccines, to me, that's like somebody just stabbed a freaking needle in my eyeball. That's stupid beyond belief.
Maggie and I, we were talking, and Maggie, tell them what we think that is. Go for it, girl. Tell them what that is.
So there's two more parts to this bill I just want to mention before I get into that. Because you got to hear this for that to make sense. Okay, so they're also, if you refuse to vaccinate per the schedule, that means even if you choose to delay or opt out of certain vaccines, they are permitting CPS to open investigations and also threatening
to
charge parents with neglect and take your children away. Okay, so now our theory is that the only reason they have added the Mercury-Free Vaccination Act and some more of, honestly, I don't know the extent to it, but our theory with just the Mercury-Free Vaccination Act is that they want to, when time comes that, you know, you're making amendments on this, they are going to amend that part so that it appears that they are working with the public. Okay, so here they introduce this crazy wild bill, and people are questioning the Mercury Free Vaccination Act. So once it hits the floor and they're making amendments, they say, okay, we'll negotiate, we'll take this off. So they look like they're for the people. That's our theory on that portion.
I agree with you. If you stack the deck against me intentionally, when we get back to even, we're at a position we probably both wanted to be. No, you're exactly right.
So now that we have the bad, so we also had some good in Springfield on Wednesday. Okay, we have House Resolution 0762, and this resolution would urge Congress and the President to bring liability back to manufacturers. This resolution went through the first committee, and it passed 2-1. And then because we were there, they pushed it to the next committee, the Judiciary Committee, and it passed that one 8-3. So it was a lot to Springfield because they reassigned. We were originally going to be there for HB 4870, the HPV vaccine bill, but they changed that. So we were then just there for the resolution. So it was a loss in the event that, you know, we were no longer there for the HPV one, but it was a win for the day because the resolution passed. And now the next time it's heard, it'll be heard on the floor and take votes and yada, yada, yada. And we actually had one of the committee members stood up. I don't think she stood up, but when it was her time to speak, she had said, I don't see a problem with this resolution. It's just a resolution. It's not changing anything in Illinois. I do not see a problem with this. So can we all just vote yes and move on? And the entire room started clapping. Okay.
Well, I believe it, but Maggie, I have a very pointed question here. As a resolution, it's something that you endorse, your state. Yeah. Okay, let's say your state endorses that. It actually cannot take effect until it reaches the federal government. From what I understand Paul Turner is doing is he's trying to get states to endorse this so that the federal government can change it. Or can you change it on the state level?
Well, so this specific resolution is to urge Congress. So if it passes in Illinois, if they take it to the floor and they vote it through the House and they vote it through Senate and the governor signs it, it wouldn't change anything for Illinois. It would.
Right, got it. Okay, we're going to commercial now, Maggie. I think we understand that it's not going to change it on the state level, but it is endorsing it to send to the federal. Thank you very much, Ken, for your patience.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network plus products at the best prices is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
I think it's time we open up our eyes.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and you're listening to Vaccine Free America on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Now, I was just speaking with Maggie Strugnell, who was saying that Illinois passed a resolution to restore liability to the drug manufacturers, which is the first step towards a federal level alteration of that atrocious act of 1986. However, we have Ali French on the line, and she has not had an opportunity to speak, and I'm hoping she will at this point.
Available to talk.
Hi there, Ollie. Do you hear me? Can you join us?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Tell us about the event that's coming up on March 30th, because above all, we wish to promote that. Rather, May 30th. We wish to promote that.
Yep. Well, we are in for our second bout, and we are excited. We're right now in the beginning stages. We've got a few months to go, and our goal is to get people, as many people, out and about all on the same day so that we can raise awareness about how vaccine mandates pose to affect millions across the country. And we're not talking just the people who are against vaccinations, but even the people who are for vaccinations. These laws and mandates will affect them. It may not today. You know, I'm not questioning your comfortability with the 72 doses that are on the current childhood vaccination. Let's talk about the other 270 that are in the pipeline, or the 162 that are currently on the adult vaccine schedule that they will have no problem implementing after the children have been taken care of. You know,
wait,
our goal
is 162 on the adult schedule, did you say?
Yes. Oh, yes. Woo! If you go to the CDC website, they have the adult vaccine schedule on there. And there is 162 doses between the ages of 19 and I believe 55.
Yes. That includes
Includes boosters. Yep.
Sorry.
Which most people don't get.
Wait. You said be up at from 19 to the age of 55, 160 vaccines or doses?
Doses. My apologies.
160 doses from 19 to 55.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. Whether we're talking, you know, the MMR, which is counts as three doses, we've got measles, mumps, and rubella, or if we're talking about just the, pneumococcal vaccine, there's one that's just a singular. you know, so this is a lot of doses. And, you know, the problem is they can add more anytime they want when they go ahead and get that chlamydia vaccine approved through ACIP. You know, they're going to have no problem tacking that on to any other mandatory vaccination laws they already have in the works. So our main goal is to get people out across the nation all on the same day so that we can show the world that, look, A, we're everywhere. This isn't just, you know, one problem. This isn't, you know, a specific region issue. This isn't that some places vaccinate more than others. This is about liberty. This is about our choice. And not giving that choice away to the government.
Well, I want to remind people that the shingles vaccine is not yet on the childhood schedule. And if it's not on the schedule, you can sue if something goes awry.
Correct.
So please do.
Yes, definitely. Any vaccine that isn't on the childhood recommended schedule, you can sue for if you are to experience injury or death. Anything that is on the schedule, you can't. So even the flu vaccines, you know, those ones aren't necessarily going to qualify if they're on the childhood schedule, which it is, and that includes all of them, not just one specific shot. So they are free to injure and kill as they will. Man, that sounds very aggressive. But, you know, we are seeing an aggressive effect on our children today. And these are important facts that people need to just, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling pediatricians poachers. The only difference, you know, they shoot, they kill, and the only difference is they don't stuff the heads and mount them on their walls.
How do you
this
know?
Is
no, they
for
sure,
sure
don't, but they certainly, but they certainly do masquerade in their endeavors outside. You know, we help all these children and adults that are dying, but hey, I just went on vacation because you guys are paying the bill.
Right, and often that's the incentive they get is a vacation, you know?
Yeah, they get vacations and conferences that are all sorts of enjoyable, and they talk and talk about how they're supposedly going to make it better, and yet we continue to see numbers increase of chronic illness, of cancer, of allergies, of neurological disorders, and, you know, developmental disorders, and nobody seems to be drawing a very, very easy line to draw. It's not hidden. We are one of the few countries that do to our citizens and our military members what we do, and we are reaping what we've sown.
Well, I know Roger has nothing to say about that. Mary Ellen, would you like to... All right, Roger, go ahead, say something.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that 54% of all of the children born today have at least one chronic illness. And if you go down the ladder about a few more percentage points, they all have two chronic illnesses. And by the year 2025, some say it might be as late as 2030, if absolutely nothing is done about the steady increase in autism, which we are the most vaccinated nation on the planet, and we have the highest rate of autism on the planet. Yeah, but that's just a coincidence, okay? If nothing is done immediately, we're talking about a moonshot, we're talking about the Marshall Plan, then one out of two children born in this country will be autistic, and you are looking at the destruction of the American society. That's not a joke.
Yep.
Okay, I can shut up again.
Nope. Well, and I'm going to tack on to what Roger said just here real quick. And we get then see the exact opposite with our fully unvaccinated children. They don't have chronic illness. They don't have to have antibiotics. Agreed. They don't have ear infections. Agreed. They don't have cancer. They are healthy. They are thriving, and they are the smartest of the kids we have yet to see. And if people could just recognize that these children are not worse off, they are better off, we might just see people turning around on how they feel about their stance. Because who doesn't want a healthy kid?
Oh.
I think that's what we all ask for when one is coming, is just make sure it's healthy.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. And the one thing that I will, I'm going to chime in real quick, is the good thing, and this is the only good thing, when they roll out the adult vaccine mandates and those new adult vaccines that are coming out, and they're, as long as they're not on the childhood immunization schedule, they'll have liability. And that's when people will start to hear it's no different than the shingles vaccine that's in a lawsuit right now, a class action lawsuit because of the injuries that were taking place. So it's kind of a little bit humorous in a bad way, I guess I should say, that, okay, everyone thinks that vaccines are super great and super safe because they don't hear about the lawsuits. However, the shingles vaccine was obviously dangerous. It was harming people and killing people. And that's why it is being recalled. And that's why the first one was recalled, and it's in a class action lawsuit. So it's going to fall back on them. This, what they're trying to do as far as push, 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 the foundation is crumbling. It really is, because more people from the medical freedom movement are waking up. The numbers that are being produced on our side as far as people being, you know, skeptical and hesitant now because of the ingredients and because of the issues of trustworthiness and the integrity issues with the drug manufacturers, people are realizing that it is the same company that makes the vaccines. So it's only a matter of time. And it's no different than the tobacco science. When people were getting harmed from cigarettes and, you know, they were trying to say, hey, I think the cigarettes caused this, you know, the lung cancer and so on and so forth. The tobacco industry is like, nope, you guys are crazy. Doctors are saying it's healthy. They were telling pregnant women it was okay to smoke. And obviously, the science and the people made it well known that that was a lie, and their foundation crumbled. And I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, and I understand we're going against, you know, a giant right now with the amount of money that they have and so on and so forth. Because when I was growing up, the age range that I am, it said that the vaccine industry used to make $217 million a year, and now it's $36 billion per year and growing. So
by 2030, $150 billion.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. But the good news is that the more people that are aware, the less chances they're going to have to get away with this.
Mary Ellen, I hate to interrupt you, but my producer is telling me there is noise in the background, and I hear it too. I don't know where that's coming from. So anybody who is in a noisy place, if you can mute yourself, it would be valued.
It sounds like water.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Sally, it may be because we're driving right now. And
probably, yeah.
That could be it. So I'll go ahead and I'll let you guys finish up, but I just wanted to give you guys that last bit. I think I'm optimistic, and I think we're definitely going to win this. There's no doubt in my mind. But
well,
go ahead.
May 30th, everybody's going to get active with Mary Ellen and Ollie and Maggie, because they have got it going on, as they say. Thank you for joining us today, Mary Ellen Sunshine, and of Millions March Against Mandated Vaccines. We will talk another day. Thanks again. Okay, so I believe she's gone, and we are on with Maggie and Ollie and Roger. Who would like to take the floor at this point?
I'm afraid to say me.
Okay, go ahead, me. Go ahead, me.
Okay, look. Everything, Mary Ellen, everything that's been said on this conversation tonight has been absolutely sterling. Okay? I also have to tell everybody listening, for those that don't know, the way I met these ladies was that somebody sent me some information that they were all shills. And I personally published an article after someone else over in England. No, excuse me, over in...
Okay, they are not shills. We have vetted them thoroughly. So we'll be right back with Vaccine-Free America, Roger Landry, Maggie Strumpel, and Ollie French.
Little light shines so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Hi there, everyone.
You can rest in...
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to let everybody know that the show that follows this one is called Immunize Wisely, and it is hosted by Ingrid Castle, and I recommend it highly. She has the best guests, so I would recommend you stick around, and her program you can call into. which is really fabulous. Now, Roger is going to continue his thought, and then we're going to bring on the other ladies to say goodbye to everyone. Go ahead, Roger. Roger Landry of the Liberty Beacon.
What I started to say, and I didn't realize I was up against the hard commercial, was that when I originally met these ladies, it was because I had published, actually, my network had published two articles literally stating that they were shills. And this had come to me from a source that thought their source was reliable. We all know that every once in a while that comes back to burn you. It did. Immediately, I got a message from one of the ladies on this call, and we set up a conversation whereby I realized what was wrong. And at that point, the Liberty Beacon Project became one of their biggest, if not their biggest, supporters on the planet. Are they worthy? I'm hoping that one day we can be as worthy as they are. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, you can speak for yourself, Roger. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Allie, come on back and say what parting message you have, because we're almost off the air.
All right. Well, thank you for having us on. It was always lovely to talk with you guys, even when Roger does 95% of the talking. But we still enjoy it just the same. Yeah, of course. I hope to see many people out there. You guys can check out what we've got going on at www.unitedmmaandb.com. We're also on Facebook. We have both a public page that people can follow and our group if you'd like to participate in our upcoming events. We'd love to have everybody.
Yeah, and they have leaders for every state, so you can get together locally. Wherever you live, you're not on your own. They have leaders that you can turn to and organize. They have magnificent posters that read messages that are super important. Many of those points have been made tonight, so I don't actually have to ask you to read any of them. You've made so many of them. But they're all educational, and they're all factual, and there's no really debate about any of them. So all I can say is you will be educating people when you do this. And this is what they are striving to achieve, is educating people to the point of rejecting these vaccines, quite frankly. And now, Maggie Strugnell, won't you please chime in?
Yes. I just want to say I hope that everybody can come out and, you know, just be united with each other and let everybody know that, you know, it's not just one group of people. We are everywhere. We are around the world. We're here. We're listening. We're watching. And we want to be everybody wants the best for their kids.
Okay, thank you so much, Maggie Strugnell. Thank you, Allie French. Thank you, Mary Ellen Sunshine of Millions March Against Mandated Vaccine, and especially my co-host, Roger Landry of the Liberty Beacon. This is Sally L. Cordy signing off from Vaccine Free America on republicbroadcasting.org.
You better start running. I am coming after you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.